And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. Sade, do you remember the best cake you ever made? Boy, I'll bet that cake was a beauty if there ever was one. Plump and tender and so velvety moist it just melted in your mouth. And I'll bet you were plenty proud of that cake, weren't you? I know, just about perfect. But listen, suppose I told you that you can make even better cakes than that simply by changing one ingredient in your recipe. You'd be pretty amazed, wouldn't you? And you'd certainly want to find out about this new cake-making ingredient right away. Well, listen to this. Simply by changing to new SureMix Crisco, the greatest shortening improvement in 29 years, you can make higher, lighter, tenderer, and better-eating cakes than you ever made before with any other shortening. Now, here's what we did before we ever sold a single can of new SureMix Crisco. We made tests. Yes, hundreds of cakes were baked in our own Crisco kitchens, testing many different shortenings. And these tests proved that SureMix Crisco cakes bake up higher and lighter and tenderer than cakes made with other shortenings. They were by far better eating cakes, too. Now, I'm not a cake maker, but even I can see the difference in new SureMix Crisco cake batter. Why, SureMix Crisco just seems to reach out and draw all the other ingredients together more smoothly, more completely. Yes, that new SureMix Crisco cake batter is really as smooth as cream. And you'll see that it doesn't separate or become grainy like batters made with other shortenings so frequently do. And if you'd seen those hundreds of higher, lighter, tenderer Crisco cakes we baked, you'd have been convinced then and there that new SureMix Crisco is different. In fact, SureMix Crisco acts differently from any household shortening we've ever seen. Now, don't wait to hear about new SureMix Crisco from your neighbor. Don't wait till a friend starts bragging about her SureMix Crisco cakes. Change to SureMix Crisco today and bake the really delicious cakes you've always wanted to make for your family. Well, sir, it's about 7:10 as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and their son, Mr. Rush Gook, settled down for a quiet evening at home. Vic is established at the library table playing solitaire. Sadie occupies the easy chair and glances through the newspaper, while young Rush, prone on the davenport, gazes at the ceiling. And at length, his father remarks...
You're not proud and pleased? Girls up at high school are struck by my good old
no.
skull?
Vic, hop up and call Fred and Ruthie.
I was so deep in my reflections about Stove Poker's dazzling beauty, I forgot Fred and Ruthie.
I don't make any claims to dazzling beauty, Gus. I only
Excuse me, please. I must make a telephone call. Is it 2572, say?
Of course, with an X on it.
Oh, 2572X, please. Correct. I keep asking you that because I'm never sure about the half-wit phone number.
Of all the millions and squillions of times we've called Fred and Ruthie standby. I mean,
you forget, Uncle George, that you're generally the one that calls him. I bet I haven't called Fred and Ruthie a dozen times in my whole... Hello? Is this the fire department? House check, Susie. Oh, sitting around letting my teeth grow long. Yeah. Say, is the old man home? We were wondering how you'd feel about shuffling a few pasteboards. Okay, Ruthie.
Tell him to hop in the car and come right over. Don't change clothes or anything.
Tell you another guy that thinks he's better looking than I am.
Hi, Ruthie. Yeah? Well, fine. Say, Mrs. Hasher here in the easy chair says to tell you to jump in your chariot and come right over without bothering to change your clothes. Good. Oh, I see. Well, mosey along over whenever you're ready. Okay, Ruthie. Okay. Be seeing you. Bye, Ruthie.
Fred have to pump up tires?
Yeah.
Darn them tires of his.
I'll tell you another individual that figures he's as good-looking as I am. Leland Richards. Well, I'll put my old skull up against his old skull any day in the week for looks. Add up my old skull and my old creamy complexion and my old attractive smile, and you got a grand
tour. Oh, Rush, Gook, for heaven's sake.
One sickens at one's stomach.
I'm only pointing out to you people that when it comes to good
looks...
You have to go
after ice cream.
Okay. No, I'm only saying that I may be good looking, but
at
the same time...
That's their special. You save 7 cents, and it's generally smoother quality ice cream.
Okay. No, I'm not bragging about my good looks. My good looks
is... Will you stop that?
Seems to me we went through this same imbecilic chatter before.
Wouldn't be surprised.
No, but it does. I got that feeling you get when you... seem to remember being in the same place and saying the same thing.
I know what you're talking about, Carl.
Do you?
One evening about a month ago, we sat here and talked about my good looks. Annabelle Hemstreet had made the statement she didn't think I was so terrible looking.
Yeah, I recall that.
About a month ago. She made the statement, Rush Gook ain't so terrible looking.
I think we called up Fred and Ruthie and played 500 that night, too.
Yeah, same as we're doing tonight.
I have that feeling every once in a while. I'll be sitting in Thimble Club meeting or someplace, and all of a sudden I'll say to myself, Sadie, you've done exactly the same thing before.
Strange mental phenomenon. I read it someplace or other in a book.
Telephone is ringing.
Maybe they can't come after all. Answer for us.
Okay.
Ankle Bone went after ice cream that other evening also, just like he's going to do tonight.
Yeah?
Hello? Yes, Leland. Your mother relayed my message, huh? Well, it wasn't anything much. Just wanted to get it off my chest to somebody what that Gabby Annabelle Hemstreet's been telling around up at school. Well, she's been talking mighty free about my good looks. Yeah. That old creamy complexion of Rush Gook sure takes a cake. Rush Gook's swell old snappy skull is just what the doctor ordered. Yeah, all such axle grease as that. I don't deny I'm good looking or anything like that, but it's not Annabelle Hemstreet's lookout. I can handle my good looks okay. Yeah. Well, that was all, Leland. Just wanted to get rid of a little steam. Yeah. Okay, Leland. You bet.